Why has Twitter gone to court against the Indian government? Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Regina Mhidukula Surya, principal correspondent at The Print, and today I'll be explaining why social media platform Twitter has gone to court against the Indian government. We're talking about this today because a new tussle between Twitter and the government has begun, and this time in the court. Why? Well, yesterday evening, news broke that Twitter has filed a petition in the Karnataka High Court challenging multiple content takedown requests the government had sent it. This legal challenge from Twitter comes at a time when the government, not too long ago, had threatened Twitter with legal action for not complying with content takedown orders. On the 27th of June, the government had issued a notice to Twitter to comply with all its past orders by the 4th of July, failing which, the social media site would lose intermediary status, which means it would be liable for all comments posted on its platform. Media reports citing sources say Twitter is challenging the government orders on grounds that they are overbroad and arbitrary, have not provided any notice to the users who had posted the content the government wants removed. In addition, some of the content is political and posted by official handles of political parties, Twitter's complaint says, according to media reports, and blocking this information is a violation of freedom of speech. For example, as the COVID second wave raged last year and the government tried to curb misinformation, the social media site had to block tweets from politicians like Congress's Pawan Khera, MP Revanth Reddy and Bengal Minister Moloy Ghatak. Especially where the content the government wants blocked is newsworthy content, the order may not pass the provisions of IT Act Section 69A, under which blocking orders are issued, Twitter has argued according to media reports. Meanwhile, Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said on Tuesday that social media accountability has become a valid question globally. It is important to hold it accountable, which will first start with self-regulation, then industry regulation, followed by government regulation, the minister had said. The minister added, be it any company in any sector, they should abide by the laws of India. It is the responsibility of everyone to abide by the laws passed by Parliament. Vaishnaw also said an ecosystem, a thought process that social media should be held accountable, is spreading in our country as well as globally. Rapid work is underway on how to make it accountable. In June and July alone this year, Twitter shared at least 13 takedown notices with the Lumen database, which is a repository of takedown notices hosted by Harvard University's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society. On the 26th of June, Twitter shared with Lumen that it had received 24 notices last year for 80 offensive tweets the government wanted removed. Last year, if you might recall, Twitter said it is concerned about the potential threat to freedom of expression and intimidation tactics by the police after Delhi Police Special Cell visited Twitter India officers. Delhi Police had visited Twitter officers to serve a notice with regard to certain posts by BJP leaders that Twitter had labeled as manipulated media. Twitter had not removed the label, saying the content is manipulated, despite the government asking it to remove it, which had resulted in this police visit. Last year alone, because the government wanted Twitter to comply with new rules that compel social media firms to promptly remove content when the government orders it, Twitter and its employees in India saw at least 4 FIRs, 1 police notice, 2 instructions from the IT Parliamentary Committee, and requests both from India's law enforcement and government to take some action on over 80 pieces of content. That's all I have for you right now. This is Regina Mhidukula Surya, principal correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.